An idyllic village lies nestled in the French-Canadian countryside. Named after the trees in the village green, Three Pines is populated by friendly, eccentric people, artists Clara and Peter, bookstore owner Myrna, sharp-mouthed poet Ruth, and lovable couple Gabri and Olivier, who run the bed and breakfast and the bistro. The village is also regularly plagued by murders. Fortunately, the brilliant and gentle Chief Inspector Armand Gamache of the Sûreté du Québec and his second-in-command, Jean-Guy Beauvoir, are close by to solve them. Such is the setting of the series of novels by award-winning Canadian author Louise Penny. Beloved by fans the world over, her series has sold over 10 million copies. The first, Still Life, was made into a movie and will soon be serialized on Netflix. With an ever-growing fan base, Penny somehow makes it believable that so much homicide can occur in such a small village.
The truth is, I genuinely did not think that the books would be published. I mean, I hoped, but I would have made Three Pines just a little bigger. I think after the third book, because in fact the fourth book is set somewhere else, there's still Three Pines characters and some of it goes back, but I realized after the third book that Three Pines would not sustain the murder rate. Now, if you look, most of the murders don't actually happen. Some of them do, but don't happen there. But the characters are somehow involved and, you know, Gamache is involved. Certainly every second book is primarily set somewhere else, gives Three Pines a chance to repopulate.
Penny came to writing late in life. Born in Toronto in 1958, Still Life was published in 2005, when she was 47. She worked as a journalist and broadcaster for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for 18 years, until she decided to give it up to pursue her dream. It took her 5 years to complete her first novel. After failing to get it published, she entered the debut Dagger, a UK-based competition organised by the Crime Writers Association aimed at debut writers. She came second out of 800 entries and never looked back. As she explains, her journalistic background proved useful in preparing her to write fiction.
I was extremely lucky to have started at an early age as a journalist and learned deadlines and learned discipline. And that has served me in good stead. And I set a word count every day, 1,000 words. This morning, set the alarm, got up at 6, wrote 1,000 words. Tomorrow, set the alarm, get up at 6, write 1,000 words. Then I come out into the world. It's a great life.
Penny wanted to be a writer since she was a young girl. She was a fearful child, afraid of many things. But most of all, spiders. The only place she felt safe was in her bedroom. One day, she was in bed reading Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. She loved the book, but then realized that Charlotte was a spider.
What happened in that moment changed my life. It was transcendent. What happened was, in that instant, I realized that I loved Charlotte and I wanted nothing bad to happen to her. And in that moment, my cardinal fear was lifted. And I understood, as a child whose entire day, whole life is prescribed by the least fearful thing to be doing, to have the most fearful thing lifted was power beyond imagining. And I understood that the power rested in the book. It was the power of storytelling, the power of words. And from that moment on, I knew I wanted to be a writer. Because if reading was that powerful, imagine how powerful writing was.
Fear is a common theme in her books, but her own fear as an adult almost stopped her from trying to become an author.
It took me a long time to grow out of the fears. And I think what happened was I became a journalist. I was just really too afraid to try to be a writer, because what happens if I try and fail? So instead of writing a book, I came up with all sorts of excuses why I couldn't. I'm too busy, I'm too tired, I've got too many other things happening, on and on and on, all of which were fairly legitimate. But we all know if you really, really want to do something, you'll do it. And what I really, really wanted to do was come up with excuses.
Penny finally decided to take the plunge in 1996. Supported by her husband, she started working on a historical novel. She suffered from writer's block, then made a radical change to crime fiction, the kind of books she loved reading by authors such as Dorothy L. Sayers and Agatha Christie. Instead of Christie's St. Mary's Mead and Miss Marple, however, she created Three Pines and Armand Gamache. And now, millions of people lose themselves in her imaginary world based in Quebec.
Each of the first four books is intentionally set in a different season because I wanted Quebec to be a character as well. And I wanted people who are reading it to get a sense, if they read the first four books in order, of what it's like to live in Quebec for a year. So you get not only the different climates, but the different scents, the different smells. I wanted the books to be very sensuous in that regard, not sexual, but sensuous.
Penny's books certainly give you a sense of the place and its culture. Now, with 17 books in the series, she has branched out, co-writing a political thriller with former US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called State of Terror. Fans need not panic, however, as she is not done with Three Pines quite yet.
Do you know, I love Gamache, and I'm going to continue it. It allows me to explore everything I want to explore.